Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, we'll get to the show in a minute. Just wanted to give you a heads up on Red Men Plus, our subscription service. It's like Netflix for Reds. If you sign up there, you'll get even more Liverpool content, bonus features, documentaries, interviews, and tons more available both in video and podcast form. So yeah, redmenplus.com, check it out. I hope you enjoy this show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the uncensored match build-up show. It is Liverpool, it is Derby, it is League Cup action at Anfield Wednesday night. 8 p.m. I better check that. It's Wednesday night, I think.
That's what you wrote on
play.
The agenda.
I wrote so Monday night at 8 p.m.
Oh, so you did, yeah?
I did, yeah. So that's why I don't trust what I wrote on the agenda, because I didn't change it. To be fair, it was Steve who wrote this agenda, not me. Oh. Anyway, I'm joined by Chloe and by Declan for this one. It seems a little bit inconsequential after the breaking news of yesterday, of course. You know, everyone now is just talking about Liverpool being put up for sale by FSG. Obviously, we did a Red Men React show to that one over on Red Men Plus. I was live on YouTube yesterday as well. But Declan, we do host Derby in the League Cup fourth round. Is it a nice distraction from the Premier League, or actually has it come at a time when it's the last thing we want?
I think the latter, really, because we're on a bit of a momentum run right now. Obviously, beat Napoli, beat Tottenham as well. So I think you want another Premier League game more than a Carabao Cup game. Although, obviously, it is a chance to get another win on the board, hopefully, against a League One side. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I mean, that's it, isn't it? I mean, you know, we've got to get lads for minutes who haven't been playing a lot this season so far. That's going to dominate the talk of this show, really, isn't it? I mean, it's who's going to play and how many does he rest, how many does he rotate. But it's interesting because, obviously, off the back of the Napoli win, like Declan says, off the back of the Tottenham win, do you go for just going strong because it's two games left before the mid-season break, or do you just give everybody a rest? I mean, it must be such a hard balance act for Klopp, this one.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's a case of some of these players need to play through the form, actually, to be honest, to get there. Others do need a break and need to reset themselves, but sometimes you've just got to go and play through it, and they've got a World Cup coming up anyway. For me, I'd make some changes in terms of, you know, give Ox minutes, he clearly needs them. James Milner would have been out based on concussion, so I don't know whether he'll be back. You've got Carvalho in there, who I'd like to see. Kostas will obviously be one coming in. Kelleher, I'd like to see where he's at, because we haven't seen him at all. He was injured for a while at the beginning of the season. So this is a game where I feel like you can still, if Salah knocks on your door and he says, I want to play, and I've got no World Cup to go to anyway, so you might as well play me, then yeah, 100%. But give minutes to those who need it, who need to come back in. And also maybe the likes of Stefan Bajetic, you know what I mean? Get him on the ball, let him have a go. When he came on against Napoli, I thought he did quite well as well. So it's a game where I wouldn't make a mad amount of changes, but I would do some rotation.
Okay, well, let's have a little look at the league table now. It's League One so far. It's on my laptop in front of me, as you can see there. Derby County in seventh. They've played 16, won 7, drawn 4, lost 5, scored 20, conceded 15, 25 points. Form's been a little bit spotty. Draw, win, draw, loss, win was the last 5. Obviously managed by Paul Warren nowadays, Derby County. You know, you've had a bit of a tough time over the last sort of 10, 15, 20 years, Derby County, from being a Premier League club in the mid to late late 90s, which you guys won't remember, but I certainly
do. Oh, I remember the worst Premier League club
they got like 8 points in the season.
Was it
that many? Wow, yeah. I didn't even realise they got into double figures,
to
be honest.
11, maybe.
Was it? Well, let's not get into it if we don't know for effort anyway. So, I mean, look, Derby players are going to be up for it. They're playing at Anfield, under the lights, midweek game. And I think Chloe, interestingly, is absolutely spot on about like the Mo Salah thing. I'd not really considered the Mo Salah thing, but like if he's not going to the World Cup and he wants to play, are you starting Mo Salah or are you resting him for Southampton?
Well, in my notes, I've got him starting personally because I think Kate Gordon's still injured. I might have given him a game if he wasn't, but I think he is. So I've got Salah because he isn't going to the World Cup.
Yeah, and what are you looking to get out of him? Are you looking him to be that experienced professional in the side? Are you looking him to put his arms around the younger players? Or just score the goals?
A bit of both, really. Like, yeah, as you say, Salah's probably our best goal scorer, even if people have been saying his form has been patchy. I don't think, personally, it has been as patchy as people are making it out to be. But, yeah, he's got to be that experience as well. Mm-hmm. I would have other experienced players in there. I wouldn't just go full youth, personally, but...
So, OK, well, that's interesting. We're obviously going to come to that shortly. But one of the things that I think is important to talk about is that we're the holders of this competition. Like, and what I think sometimes a good indicator of future performance is to look at the past performance. So I'm just going to pull up Liverpool's side against Norwich in this round of the League Cup last year. And you can see there, Liverpool have gone. I'm just going to try and zoom in a little bit there for you so you can all see that one. We went with Kelleher in goal. We went with Conor Bradley at right back. Canate, Joe Gomez, captain the side. Kostas Tsimikas. Kate Jones in the six, apparently, with Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain flanking him. Kai Gordon, Takumi Minamino and Divock Origi up top. Now, we don't have a lot of those players anymore. Obviously, you can see there, Adrian on the bench, Nat Phillips on the bench, Tyler Morton, James Balaghese, players of that ilk all there, as well as, you know, Stalwart, Jordan Henderson, Robbo, Diogo Jota, etc., etc. So we went for two lads who at the time, Canate and Gomez, were in and out of the side. Gomez certainly more out of the side, but Canate was spelling Matip at times during the season. The right back and the left back weren't their first choice. The midfield three were nowhere near the first choice and the front three were nowhere near the first choice. Now, this season circumstances are slightly different. Would you be surprised if we saw not one of the grade A first teamers in the side?
Yeah, because I don't think we have that much rotation to be able to do that. I mean, you look there, Diogo Jota's on the bench. Well, without Luis Diaz, Diogo Jota, you've got obviously Bobby Firmino, Darwin Nunes and Salah, but you've played Harvey Elliott far too much this season. Carvalho is the one that nailed on for me, but where do you play him? Because do you play Curtis Jones in the mid three or do you play him off the wing? That's where we don't know where to put the player. But I think you need something. I mean, Gomez, he's experienced, so there's him. I think, you know, it'd be good to see Ramsey in there. Kostas, for me, is experienced. He's one of the older guys. Kelleher, believe it or not, has won a Carabao Cup, so now he is one of the most experienced for me in this side. And I think it's going to be a mixture of youth and also exciting players, but also players who need the minutes, who will go again and can go again. And some makeshift areas. You've got Ox probably playing in that midfield, which I'm excited to see him back. Naby Keita's obviously, you know, broken a toe or something because he's stubbed his foot. I don't know. He's
3 month injury.
So yeah, I'm excited because it's a good chance to see the younger players, but also see the players who we haven't seen in a while who are of senior standard step up.
A question I've got for you then, Declan. Obviously, James Milner was ruled out of the last game because of concussion protocol. There's a potential that he might go back into training tomorrow.
He's in training today, non-contact. Tomorrow's contact.
Great. Okay, so he'll be back in training. Obviously, if he's not going to have lost too much fitness. It was a concussion. It wasn't like a muscle injury or anything like that. Is it important that he goes into this side and probably captains them?
I think it's got to be one of Milner or Henderson, who's probably a matter of who's fitter, really. Personally, on my starting lineup, I've gone with Henderson, just because I thought Milner was still out, but either of them, really, as long as you've got someone like them, and then like Salah, or Firmino, or someone like that, to like sort of captain the ship of all the youngsters,
yeah,
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think that's right. So,
are you a fan of the content we produce here in podcast form? Do you love Red Men goodness in your ears on a regular occasion? Do you want to know more on and off the field info about Liverpool Football Club? Get closer to the culture of the city and the club? Well, you can do. Red Men Plus podcasts are now available to subscribe to on Spotify. Yes, we are taking the podcast section from Red Men Plus and make it available as a standalone subscription here on Spotify. So you don't need to jump over. You can continue to listen to all of our content in the Spotify app. It is available for £5 and you get full access to all of those shows each and every week and a whole host of extra content as well.
A little bit, didn't it? I heard a big deep 10 and then not so deep 5. Thank you very much, Amber. So we're back. We've got doubts over Naby Keita, of course. Milner, we're hoping he's going to be okay. I'm just going to pull up the rest of the injury chart now, according to PremierInjuries.com. Diaz, as we know, is ruled out. Matip with a 25% chance, apparently. James Milner, 50% chance. Arth is out. Diogo Jota is out. And Naby Keita is ruled out as well. That does leave us quite a few lads in the squad that do need minutes, though. Specifically, at the back, we mentioned Kostas Tsimikas before, Chloe. We've got Nat Phillips there. You've got a potential Joe Gomez who's going to need minutes at some point again, of course. Calvin Ramsey, we know, is needing minutes. The goalkeeper you mentioned, Caoimhín Kelleher. Who out of them needs the minutes the most for you?
Calvin Ramsey, I think, because Kostas, we've seen him at times this season and he's been arguably one of our... He's stepped up. He's not been great because I can't say anyone's been great overall consistently this season, but he stepped up. Calvin Ramsey, we see in 5 minutes of him, if that, against Napoli, and he did one turn and he just kept looking to go forward and turn the player. And I got excited and I haven't seen him since, and I obviously know why, because we played Spurs and that's a massive game. And this game, I think he needs to, with Trent, who defensively is having problems, I thought against Spurs his forward passing was just absolutely outrageous, and we know he can do that, but we always come back to the thing of, you want Trent in your team no matter what, because he's so influential. But if Calvin Ramsey comes in and he steps up to the plate and he looks brilliant, then there's another option for you to do something.
Get excited.
Exactly. So I'm excited to see him, though. Maybe that's why I say, but also because this is a game at home against a reasonable side that we just should be beating anyway. Touch your head, good God. But it's a side where he can come in and make himself known. He won't get phased out anywhere. He can be one of the lads to step up and show himself. So I'm excited for him because he gets to have his debut at Anfield.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important, isn't it? I think Calvin Ramsey, mate, he's one of those players that we've signed. We've not seen anything of him apart from that one little cameo. We all want to get a sense of who he is as a footballer, don't we?
Oh, definitely. I think we would have seen more of him, albeit for the injury he suffered. It was a bit like, not really much information around it. It was just sort of like,
well, when he signed, he just wasn't fit, out. Was he?
Yeah, like, sort of like, he's out, he's just injured. I think Klopp sort of just said he didn't really give any detail on what the injury was or how long the time scale for it was. He just sort of said he's out injured and we had to just deal with that. But now obviously we are seeing signs, and I think this is the perfect game to throw him in at the deep end and see what he's about.
It's a good job that he is fit for this type of a game, because you know, you're looking at middle of January before you get a game for your new club otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't want to be at a football club for 6 months before you get your first start. Even as a youngster coming in, Declan, knowing that, you know, you're fighting with the best player in the world at right back, give or take. It's a give or take now, isn't it? It's not quite best right back in the world. It's more of a give or take. But then let's talk about somebody else then. Who is the player that you're most excited to see in what you believe is going to be the starting 11?
Most excited, I'd start Bajetic, or however you pronounce it.
Bajetic.
There we go. Right.
We think. Yeah. That's what Neil Jones said, and I've stuck with it. And if everyone says no, it's but, Neil Jones' fault.
Certainly him, I think. He looks a tidy prospect. And also, most importantly, Fabinho, looks like he definitely needs the rest. I thought he was decent compared to what he has been in the first half at Spurs. But then I think second half, we see much of the problems that have phased him this season, and to be honest, the whole midfield in general, just a bit passive, letting teams go cut right through them. I think there's one point where three players went for the same ball, and Bentancur went through all of them. Mm-hmm. So it sort of sums up the problem.
What is it that you like about Stefan Bajčetić then?
He looks comfortable at the age of, I believe, 17. He looks very, very comfortable on the ball. I look like he can deputise.
Yeah, I must admit, I really like him. There's a player in there, Intercloud. Brilliant. Just as Declan says, he's comfortable, he's calm, he doesn't mind putting a foot in, but he pops the ball off quickly as well.
Yeah, he's so good. Some of the balls, I think he came on earlier on the season, the balls he was pinging around are incredible. I love how he doesn't panic. He can receive the ball with his back, obviously, well, facing the goal. And he's always on the half turn, and it looks like he can get past the player, he can take them on, he's winning the ball high up the pitch, he's got lots of energy. There's a really good base there and foundation there for a really good footballer. And, you know, when you've had to try and show yourself against Fabinho, which he doesn't have to do, he's a 17-year-old lad who's just coming through. But Fabinho's been one of the best in the world at doing that. Mm. And we've got leaders in our side who will help him through this. But I just think he comes on the pitch and he looks like, the biggest compliment I can give him is he looks like he plays week in, week out whenever he comes in. You can't tell that he's not a player that doesn't start week in, week out.
He just carries himself like a footballer as well, exactly. Doesn't he?
And he looks dead skinny, but he's got some strength on him, is that lad. I wouldn't like anyone to go on a slide tackle with him. I feel like he could break a leg, but based off like shrugging them about and shoulder to shoulder, I think he's got it in him. So yeah, excited to see him. But if you asked me who I'm most excited to see, it'd be Oxlade-Chamberlain. I just want to see where he's up to. I enjoyed him pre-season, and I don't want to keep saying this, but I'm so upset for Oxlade-Chamberlain, because when he first came in, I adored him. I still adore him now. He's one of those players I'm a bit fine. I don't know how to explain it. When Naby Keita gets injured, I'm more angry with the Naby Keita situation than I am with Ox at times. I just feel like Ox at the beginning, if he doesn't get that ACL injury against Roma, when he was at the peak of his powers, he'd have been incredible for us. And I think he's been available more than Keita and just hasn't been used. And I'm excited to see him, excited for him, because if he is leaving the end of the season, I want him to at least experience Anfield a couple more times and get, you know, look, lads, you might have not been at the level for Liverpool, you might not have always been available, but you love the club, and I can see that. So I'm absolutely Sam, we're giving you all the support.
Yeah. Here's a question. Where does Ox play, Declan, if he does start?
Well, obviously, you've got midfield as the obvious option. However, I think there's an alternative. Depends on who
people
Jürgen.
Are gonna like it. Depends on
who Jürgen decides to go for an attack, who he decides to rest. I think there is definitely an option for either on the wing or even
It's coming up. It's the false nine.
Ox. Now, obviously, I'm not endorsing that. I don't personally believe it works that often, but we could see it. We definitely could see it.
I think we could see it. You know, I think when you think of Liverpool's forward options, for me anyway, you got Mo Salah, you got Roberto Firmino, you got Darwin Nunes.
That's it at the minute.
No, they're your three. They're your three lads. Yeah. So the obvious ones, if you're sticking to 4-3-3, is you throw Elliot and you throw Carvalho on either wing.
Yeah.
There's a big gaping hole in the middle where you've got to use Nunes or Salah or Roberto Firmino or Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I'm just saying, I'm not endorsing it either. I'm like Declan, I'm not going to hang my hat on this. But Chloe, we've seen him used there before, and it's League One opposition. Will we see Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain play in the number nine position for Liverpool?
He's not there in my starting lineup, but he probably will be for Jürgen Klopp. I think you do see him starting off top. And to be fair, there was a run in the
Nations. Sorry, you can't put Elliot or Carvalho there, can you?
No, you can't. You could play Salah up top, which is what I'd personally do, because I'd just tell Salah to go again. You've got, you know, a month-long break to go and have a holiday and enjoy your life. I'd ask him to go again twice, saying that, you know, he asked Shota to go against Mitchell underway 1 week and we didn't see him for about 6 months.
Yeah,
so,
I don't want to
jinx anything. But you could see Ox, I think it was the AFCON Nations where he came in and he played up top, and I think it was either Palace or Bournemouth where
he scored against Palace, I think.
He did really well. That's arguably when we got our form back. Before that, we drew to Chelsea, didn't we? The AFCON Nations, and we turned it around a little bit and dug deep. So we know he can play that role. I wouldn't like him playing there. But, you know, if that's really the option we've got to go with, I'm sound with him being up top against Derby County, to be honest.
I mean, if you can't do it against League One opposition, who can you do it against? You know what I mean?
I don't think it's so down to him.
No,
but
if you can't do this false nine role against League One opposition, who can you do it against?
He's on the right side of my midfield. That's where I'm putting it.
Okay.
I've gone a bit different if we're going to go on to
that. I think we've all gone quite different on this team, which I'm really interested to see. So, who is the most important player to rest of the front three then? Let's say it's Bobby, it's Nunes, it's Salah.
I think Nunes, personally. And hear me out, because people will be saying, oh, you're mad, aren't you? Whatever. But Salah's got the break anyway, with the not going to the World Cup. Firmino, he's not really in the Brazil starting 11 anymore.
I think he's making an argument to start. I don't think he will start against Gabriel Jesus, but I think Firmino's done enough to go on that trip.
I think
he'll come on with 20 minutes to go, mate. Richarlison's out. What can you do there?
Yeah.
They've got no Richarlison to bring on in the 70th. I think he'll spend some time there. Darwin Núñez over the weekend looked absolutely gassed. He looked gone. Yeah. Their goal from Harry Kane comes from him half-heartedly tracking back because he's tired, then Thiago half-heartedly tracking back and there's just space in between both of them. I think he looked shattered, which is absolutely mental, because I feel like out of the front three, he's arguably had the biggest rest because he got a red card, which was out for 3 games. He then got injured and sat out Nottingham Forest.
Do you think this might be to do with the fact that he's playing on that left wing and it's not a position that he's primed for? Like, you just do less running central, I suppose, don't you? Sprints, certainly. So.
Especially with that formation, which was like the narrow formation where it seemed like no one was there to help Robbo at all. We've not played well enough, which means there's even more work for you to do. Mm-hmm. Our fullbacks do so much. Salah does so much. You might not see it from, you know, on TV, but in the ground, his work rate's incredible. So I think Darwin Núñez, he's been the one who's been busting a gut to get back. That's why he clocked the fastest time he had in the Premier League, was because he was probably running back trying to help us out because we'd lost our heads and gone all the way over there.
I think we're all agreed then Darwin Núñez is the one that you rest.
And he's playing the most at the World Cup as well, probably out of all of them.
Yeah, that's probably right as well, isn't it? Okay, we're going to have another little break here.
Hey, you wonderful podcast listener, get back to the show very, very shortly. Just want to give you a heads up about our merchandise store, redmenmerch.com. Go over there, check it out. Some amazing t-shirts, books, gifts, absolutely everything you need for the Liverpool fan in your life, or indeed just to treat yourself. So yeah, head on over to redmenmerch.com, check out the amazing products that we've got on offer. I'm sure you'll love them, and I'm sure you're going to love the rest of this show too.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There you go then. Excellent competition. You just need to be a Club Legend subscriber to Red Men Plus. It's that simple really, isn't it? And you get loads of other benefits like 20% off, free tickets to a live show. We'll be doing a live show actually in town next Sunday, 4 till 8 in Kaiutiuki. If you're a Red Men Plus subscriber, you get free tickets to them. So why don't you just sign up and get yourself some free tickets to a live show? Because who would you rather spend Sunday afternoon with than me, dancing on a bar, in a bar? In Liverpool. Anyway, we're going to get into your 11s now. You might prefer Chloe. Doubt it, but you might.
I really doubt it as well, to be honest.
Me and you are going to dance on the bar. in Coyote Ugly on Sunday.
I didn't sign up to make myself look like a knobhead. That was just you.
Okay, so I'll do that. It's fine. I'll dance for
what,
both of us.
I'll throw the money at you instead, if that's
you're
going
to stick it in my top.
Yeah, that sounds down your arse crack. Oh, there you go.
Wow, okay. Apparently it's a date. Right, it's the starting 11s now. Keller in goal?
Yeah.
Yeah?
See. Yeah.
Go on, Chloe. Give us yours first. No, in fact, you wanted Declan to go first.
It's all right.
Declan, you go first, mate.
Okay, I think he's got it with his heroics in the final last year, for starting off. We know he's more than good enough. Probably start for most Premier League sides.
Yeah.
I'd argue. Probably, maybe not City, maybe not a couple more, like top six, but apart from that, maybe every
most
club.
Fan. Who's your defenders, mate? Let's go.
Well, right back, it's got to be Ramsey, hasn't
it? He's right. Love that.
Because Trent needs a break. He needs to work on his defending, but he also needs a break. No, he does. I'll justify this a second because of that. Right. Now, I don't subscribe to this narrative that Trent is this bloody atrocious defender. He's okay. He's like Cancelo's not that great, but, you know, it doesn't get as much attention from the media. Trent is a decent defender on his day, but sometimes, like mostly this season, he hasn't had his day, defensively certainly, but he's not as bad as it gets made out to be.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Because
otherwise, Klopp would have fucked him off years ago.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have won all these trophies with Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back. So Gary Neville can sling his hook as well with all this stuff last night. Oh, in knockout football, Trent doesn't. He fucking does. Get a grip.
We've won loads of cups in knockout
football. Exactly.
We won two last
exactly
season. We won this one last season.
So if Trent's that bad in knockout football, as Gary Neville says, I'll Liverpool won all these trophies winning at right back.
Yeah, you want to.
Anyway, we'll move on to centre backs.
That's the lad you want to fuck off from the squad because he's terrible. Knockout football or league football, just terrible.
Right, we'll go Gomez and Phillips, I think, at centre back. I wouldn't risk Kanate or Van Dijk in this game, and Matt, we know, still out, probably. So, well, 25% chance, which is no chance, really, is it?
Yeah. Left back?
It's just me going, or?
Yeah.
Tsimikas, I think he's impressed so far. He's got a couple of assists, and Robbo probably needs the rest after that big, big, massive performance yesterday. Even like, what, the 85th
Sunday.
Minute?
Sunday.
So, Sunday, yeah.
Your midfielders, go!
Yeah, right, anyway, yeah, as I say, 85th minute, he's still bombing up the pitch, trying to get us up the pitch, trying to get us out of that trouble we were in, where we were just defending constantly. So, yeah, he needs a rest against Derby.
Have you got any differences in your back line?
No.
My back line's exactly the same.
Ah, well,
so we're all
great minds think alike, do you know what I mean?
Well, let's keep that in mind as we enter
we'll
the midfield attackers phase. Who have you gone with in your midfield three?
By Jesic. At DM, obviously Fabinho needs a rest. Curtis Jones, I think this is the perfect game for him to come back into from the start with all his injury and that. He needs to build momentum up ahead of the next side of the season after the World Cup and stuff. And then Jordan Henderson or James Milner, it's really a toss-up. A vital experience with the two youngsters we've got in the midfield.
Agreed. My midfield's exactly the same as that. I've got a feeling there might be one... Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and yours?
See, I was grabbing him and then I forgot about Jordan Henderson.
Okay.
Might have to change that, might not. Yeah, probably the same then. I want to put Ox in the right-hand side of me.
You can go false left.
There's a nice space. Come and join us in the number nine position.
Yeah.
Where he can play. So you're going by Chester, Hendo and Jones as well?
See.
That's what I've done. Yeah. Okay.
Our front three aren't going to be the same.
All right.
Okay.
So... who have you got up front?
Right, so right wing, I've gone for Salah.
Okay.
Because I think, as we all said before, he's not going to World Cup. You can probably afford to play him. And, you know, if Derby are giving us a game and, you know, you're struggling to get a goal, give the ball to Salah. Bang. Probably 1-0.
Job done.
Maybe two, maybe three.
Says that in his song, doesn't
he? You know, yeah, exactly.
Who's on your left?
Carvalho.
Yeah.
I think he operates quite well in the left wing. He's looked bright when he has featured. And we know he's got that big future ahead.
And up front?
Up front. It's not going to be Oxlade-Chamberlain, unfortunately.
You're not playing him at all?
Is it Bendo?
No, he's on the bench. Firmino, for me.
Firmino,
I think.
For you.
You want to go through. Do you know what I mean? And I would be tempted to start Nunes for the confidence boost of, obviously, if he bags one or two. But, I don't know, I think Bobby should be good enough to get the job done.
Okay. Mine is Elliot on the right. Carvalho on the left. Oxlade-Chamberlain up front. But I would really prefer to see Bendo.
I would love to see Ben Doak, but
I would love to see him up front.
I'm not sure he's ready.
I don't know. Look, all I know is that every time Liverpool have a Champions League game, he scores goals.
In that youth league, yeah, he's looked on fire. See that goal against was it Rangers?
Mate, he scored some belters this season already, and I want to watch him because I don't watch the unders and all that. So I watch the highlights every now and again, but I just sort of forget about them. So if everyone's raving about him, I just want to see him.
We're having the game.
I know.
Yeah. It's normally like one or two in the afternoon.
So who's your front three then?
Ox on the right, Salah up top, Carvalho on the left.
Okay, I think that makes more sense. Prefer that to yours, sorry, Chris. Yeah, no. And well, look, Elliot's a first teamer as well.
Yeah.
So it might be a bit nuts.
I think, like we've said before, we've played Elliot a bit too much. I think he deserves a rest.
I'm going to change mine then to Ox on the right, Ben Doak up front.
Okay.
And there we go. So now that we've clearly predicted the teams right between us, one of us must have got it right. What are your score predictions?
Oh, should be comfortable, shouldn't it? I mean, famous last words with Touchwood, but
Christ.
I think like 3-0, 3-1, something like that.
Okay.
Especially with my 11 with Salah and Firmino up top, mate. Should definitely be.
Yeah, I think I think I probably won't be predicting a 3-0. I went to see us play Derby in the Cup a few years ago. It must have been about 2016 or something when we won 3-0 away from home. It's one of my favourite ever away days. I always reference it because it was a League Cup early round. It was either League Cup or an FA Cup early round, and the atmosphere was literally one of my favourite aways I've ever been to. Derby in the Cup, 3-0. It was fucking brilliant. Because my favourite Liverpool chant is Live a Bird. I'm terrible at singing them, but
upon my chest.
Yeah, Shankly made us famous, Paisley made us sing, Rafa gave us Istanbul, Lakeni is our king. And that just went on for about 20 minutes, and that never goes on anywhere. And that was one of those, I was just like, it was just my absolute favourite.
I was born under the Live a Bird.
2-0 to Liverpool for me anyway, and for you, Chloe?
I was going to say 2-0, and I was going to say 3-0, so I'll have to go 4-0, because I can't get the same effect.
Completely understand. You can't possibly decide to rob me
Oxlade Chamberlain on the right hand side.
It was a great chance, you should be.
Oxlade's got
a hat-trick
as well.
Alright, fucking hell,
not in my opinion.
Fucking hell, mate. I mean, you're the one who said it, lad. You know what I mean?
Maybe one.
I think if anyone, Salah's getting a hat-trick, maybe.
Okay. I think in your team, he probably would be because you're just feeding him the ball, remember? Yeah. Your instructions to the
young lads,
just give the ball to Salah and he'll score goals for us. So there you go. Let us know your starting 11s in the comments section below, please. Don't forget to like the video and check out all of yesterday's incredible content on Red Men Plus. Not only did we have the draw on YouTube, we had Red Men Reacts on Red Men Plus. Then we had Carragher and Neville reacting with Paul Machin to the news that Liverpool have been put up for sale. We've got a Red Men Reacts for that as well. Get over to Red Men Plus right now and we will hold your hand through the ups and downs of supporting and following Liverpool Football Club. Thank you very much for joining me, Chloe. Thank you very much for joining me, Declan. Thank you to Amber and Joe on the 1s, 2s and 3s. We'll see you all next time. Ta-ra.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.